Now, also at today's briefing, Simon Coveney was asked about government formation talks between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Here's what he had to say about progress so far.
In relation to government formation talks, yeah, we had a good day yesterday with Fianna Fáil, and it's important to say that. I think the two parties are really working now to try to make an important step forward. The Taoiseach has talked about the two parties trying to agree a sort of a framework document, if you like, that I hope can be persuasive in terms of inviting other parties to join us in the efforts of designing a programme for government through these extraordinary times.
Tánaiste Simon Coveney, and joining us now from Leinster House, the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin. Good afternoon to you, Micheál Martin.
Good afternoon, Áine.
First of all, do you know whether the Dáil is meeting at 2 o'clock today? Has the business committee come to a decision on this or not?
It's still in session. Could I just of all, first of all, say, Áine, that I just want to say, in the context of our discussions, we're all mindful of the fact that so many families are mourning the loss of their loved ones, 85 in the Republic, 115 on the island of Ireland. And I think that remains the focus of all concerned. I think that the business committee is still meeting. I think the issue, my understanding is prior to it, that the Cian Chóla was of a view that it could not now be cancelled for today. But the issue seems to be, when would it return? And in my view, and this is my personal view and also our party position, that given the lockdown situation, given that it may be extended beyond the end of the period that was originally outlined, that I think the Dáil should be perhaps should not come back until later into April, and just give. I think now is a moment when I think the attempts to suppress this virus is at its peak. I think our measures are working. I think the people of Ireland have been very compliant, are adhering to it. And I think, given the fact that the contact tracing is illustrating that, you know, the number of contacts has gone from 20 down to 3, illustrates the impact that the measures are having. And that was, you know, both prior and during the announcement last Friday. So I think there is a very strong opportunity with the lockdown from Friday that over the next 2 weeks, we could certainly have a bigger impact again on flattening that curve and turning a corner. And I think every opportunity should be taken to do that. And in that context, I think maybe late April would be a better time for the Dáil to return. And that my understanding is the committee is still meeting and they're still discussing that particular issue.
That means the Dáil isn't going to be voting on a Taoiseach until the end of April, is that right?
Well, I'm not saying the end of April, if you know. Let's say the latter half of April, I think, is when the Dáil should return. Whether or not at that stage it would be in a position to have on its agenda the formation of a government remains to be seen. I think I would echo what the Taoiseach Simon Coveney said there, that I think we're on a clear pathway in terms of the developing a joint framework document that would have as its objective a transformative approach to economic recovery in the aftermath of COVID, and as a result of COVID, rebooting the economy, but in a context which provides opportunities to transform the health services, our housing experience, and climate change itself. And every crisis brings with it opportunities. And if we get the requisite policies from Europe, and I know there's significant discussions underway, led, I think, by the French president, in terms of Europe underpinning major funding of nation state, member states of Europe, both to tide companies and employees over this period, but also to enable economic recovery, then I think that's what the agenda is about in terms of both parties.
So you're hoping
meeting.
That there may be a kind of a European safety net in terms of recovery, but you know, words like joint framework and, you know, possibly the latter half of April. I mean, we're talking here, the live register topping 500,000, the cost of the measures so far, almost 7 billion and rising. Austin Hughes, the economist, has estimated the total cost of this pandemic could be 10% of GDP. So that's about 30 to 32 billion. I mean, you're talking about transformative frameworks for programmes for government. Just in terms of a budget, whether it's an emergency budget or whether it's in the autumn, those are horrific figures, aren't
they're
they?
They're very, very serious. They're unprecedented. What's happened to the economy is unprecedented. Viable companies, viable sectors of the economy have been stood down because of the coronavirus and COVID-19. One just has to look at hospitality, travel, be it aviation, be it shipping, in terms of how quickly will they recover.
So how do you transform that disaster with any programme for government? I mean, isn't this the reality that we're now in very different territory to anything you envisaged on the campaign trail or Leo Varadkar or Mary Lou MacDonald?
Absolutely. We're in a completely different ballpark. And that's why Europe is as well. And that's why if you look at today's Financial Times and read what's going on in terms of the European proposals, you will see that very significant radical approaches are being taken to how Europe funds its way out of this crisis, because we're not alone in terms of this, and collectively Europe coming together can both underpin the transition period during COVID-19, but also facilitate a rebooting of the economy, which would allow prioritisation on key areas, Anya, which I think is what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to prioritise certain areas. There will be a need to, if we're honest, before COVID-19, the big issue with housing was, if we ramp it up, do we overheat the economy? That's no longer now an issue. That's what I mean by an opportunity to hit the housing sector. In terms of health, what I mean by an opportunity is we've already ramped up spending significantly in the last 4 weeks. The Dáil has passed very significant funding across the board. Again, that presents an opportunity perhaps to look at the idea of a single tier system more quickly than we might otherwise have. I think we do then have to, in terms of businesses, companies and the, look at how we can enable what were ordinarily viable companies, how do we enable them to restart?
Couple of questions on that then. If we do get a new government by the end of April, does that government have to bring in an emergency budget given these extraordinary circumstances, or should we wait till autumn and see, if you like, what the fallout is?
I think it may not need an immediate budget, because I think higher deficits will now be accepted. I think the fiscal rules are definitely, without question, far more flexible now at European level. So there's no definitive answer to that yet, but I think we can continue, is my understanding, with higher deficits over the next number of months. The other issue, is that the revenue figures are not, I think we will suffer a drop in revenue. The full impact of that may not be available for another month or two.
It would only become clear in the autumn. Just in terms of who would join with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael if you are able to agree a policy document between you. John Gormley was writing today in The Examiner that the new generation of Greens isn't going to be bought off with, half the environmental loaf and government formation. Only radical action will win their votes. And he advises Fianna Fáil, take stock, be like Seamus Brennan and realise an inadequate deal won't work for the Greens. Are you going to take his advice?
Absolutely, in the sense that, I've been consistent on this from the beginning in the aftermath of the election. We had good discussions with the Green Party. I've used the term transformative change. Green policy is not just in one compartment. It's integrated. It applies across all areas of life, society and economy. I understand that. And I know they have a strong commitment to public housing, for example. They have a strong commitment to a single-tier health service.
But if you read his article, sorry to cut across you, but it's great that you're praising all these green things, his article seemed to be criticising Fianna Fáil for not having offered the Greens enough on the environmental front so far. Are you going to take that message on board?
I don't think that's a fair assessment, and it's not a question of offering. I think it has to be a partnership approach that people jointly engage and jointly agree. We had, if you look at the manifestos of both parties on the green issues, by the way, there's a considerable degree of overlap between what Fianna Fáil proposed in its document and what the Greens have proposed. And, it's not, I'm not that sort of patronising to say, we're offering you this or offering you that. I think it has to be collaborative and it has to be a partnership approach. And issues have to be discussed and teased out.
And do you
think
Labour being part of that partnership is a realistic runner? They'll have a new leader from tomorrow night?
Well, I don't want to preempt what a new leader may decide with his colleagues in the Labour Party. I think there's common ground there that could be pursued. I also believe that the idea of a joint framework document is to have a platform, have a basis upon which parties might consider whether or not they would agree to join such a government. We are in extraordinary times.
So
it's
extraordinary,
very, very difficult.
Says Cathal Crowe, who was elected to the Seanad, wasn't he?
To the Dáil.
To the Dáil, sorry about that. But anyhow, Cathal Crowe is saying you should be talking about a unity government. Yes. But anyhow, the question is about a unity government in Sinn Féin. I finally got there. What's the answer?
Well, I've made my position clear on that in terms of, I think a unity government with five or six parties would very much be a recipe for indecision. I think a government does need to be formed that commands a majority, but it needs to be able to take decisions as well. And decisions that will be tough and difficult and challenging, as you've already alluded to. But also, I think you need a government that can sustain over a 4 to 5 year period, because many of these decisions will have medium to long term impacts. And I think you need that length of time to have, if you like, the reassurance to take decisions and create a certainty around the pathways that one is going to follow. I think a temporary national unity government would not give you that, and in my view would create uncertainty and would probably lead to a shorter term general election.
We read in the papers that in the first instance, should a deal be agreed between yourselves and Fine Gael, you would be Taoiseach. Just a practical question. Obviously, you're someone who's waited to be Taoiseach for a long time, waited to have the opportunity. It's a time, as you've been saying in this interview, of great national crisis. Is it wise to change the leadership horses in the middle of a national pandemic?
Well, to be fair, the first key priority, and I would have met with the Taoiseach 3 weeks ago on this, and we would have had a clear understanding of how this would work out. But essentially, we agreed there would have to be an equal partnership, there would have to be parity of esteem, and we'd have to work in partnership together. And secondly, well, not secondly, overwhelmingly, we have to get a document together or a policy platform that would be transformative and that would affect real change in people's lives. That's the key. In terms of, I mean, we've all worked together on COVID-19. We've all worked with the Chief Medical Officer. I think one of the good things that happened in this country was at the very first meeting of party
leaders. So you want to be Taoiseach before Leo, is that right?
Just to make this point first, that at the very first meeting of all party leaders, we agreed that we would not play party politics with this issue and that we would abide and adhere to the public health advice that has held the country in good stead. We haven't sought to outdo each other in terms of calling for this and calling for that, and allowed the government the freedom, correctly in my view, to take the measures that have been taken in line
absolutely
with the advice of the Chief Medical
the
Officer.
I think the question is whether it is true that you would be in the first instance the Taoiseach, and whether that's wise at a time of a pandemic.
Well, I think it's far too early. It's far too early yet. I think we've had a general election. I think what emerges has to reflect that election as well. But I think the key issue, I think there will be many personalities, many people coming to the table. The key issue is that we can get an agreed agenda, an agreed policy platform that will genuinely bring change to the country in the type of experiences people have had as we reboot the economy, particularly in housing, particularly in health and in climate change.
Micheál Martin, Fianna Fáil leader, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the News at One. And I hear our correspondent Paul Cunningham reporting that Dáil session at 2, that extraordinary Dáil session, will be going ahead. Back with more after this break.